Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. This Way Up When Maps Go Wrong and Why It Matters is a popular geography and cartography book by the Map Men, the creative partnership of Jay Foreman and Mark Kuiper Jones. Known for combining geographical explanation with comedy on YouTube, they bring the same interest in odd borders, misleading diagrams, and historical map-making mistakes to a printed format. The book focuses on maps that are inaccurate, absurd, politically loaded, or unexpectedly consequential. Ranging from old colonial surveys and Soviet mapping to modern media graphics and commercial maps. Its purpose is not simply to laugh at mistakes, but to show how maps reflect the assumptions, limits, ambitions, and blind spots of the people who make and use them. By treating flawed maps as evidence rather than trivia, the book introduces readers to cartographic thinking in an accessible way. It belongs to the category of humorous popular nonfiction, but its deeper subject is map literacy and the practical importance of questioning visual representations of the world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wrong maps are treated as evidence of human decisions, not only as errors. A central idea of This Way Up is that an inaccurate map can be more revealing than a technically correct one. The Map Men approach wrong maps as artifacts shaped by available information, political pressure, commercial incentives, artistic convention, and simple misunderstanding. This matters because maps often appear objective. They use lines, symbols, scales, and place names that imply authority. Yet every map simplifies reality. It selects what to show, what to leave out, which projection to use, which names to privilege, and which borders to legitimize. A mistake, therefore, exposes the hidden process behind map making. A made-up mountain range, a missing country, or a misdrawn boundary is not just a visual flaw. It can reveal how knowledge traveled, where survey data was weak, what a government wanted to claim, or how a publisher reused earlier material. The book makes this principle approachable by using striking examples rather than technical theory. Its value lies in showing that map errors are not marginal curiosities. They are visible cracks in the claim that maps are neutral mirrors of the world. Secondly, political and colonial maps show how cartography can create authority. The book gives substantial attention to maps connected with empire, state power, and official institutions. Colonial maps in particular demonstrate that cartography has often been used to organize territory before it was fully understood on the ground. Lines drawn across unfamiliar landscapes could become administrative boundaries, legal claims, or instruments of extraction. When those lines were mathematically impossible, geographically careless, or based on incomplete surveys, the results were not merely embarrassing. They could influence how land was governed and how communities were divided. Similar issues arise with state-produced or politically motivated maps, where accuracy may be secondary to security, propaganda, or control. Soviet mapping, news maps, and official-looking diagrams illustrate how institutional authority can make flawed information appear reliable. The Map Men do not present this as a single theory of cartographic wrongdoing. Instead, they show repeated cases where maps gain power because people treat them as records of reality. The topic is important because it shifts the book beyond amusing geographical blunders. It explains why map mistakes can matter in law, diplomacy, public understanding, and national identity. Thirdly, fake towns and trap streets reveal the commercial life of maps. One of the book's most accessible themes is the use of deliberate false details, such as paper towns or trap streets, by mapmakers seeking to identify plagiarism. These inventions show that maps are also commercial products. Before digital platforms made geographic data feel constantly refreshed and freely available, printed maps required expensive surveying, editing, engraving, and distribution. A publisher that copied another map could avoid that labor, so small, fictional details could serve as evidence of copying. The best-known examples, including invented settlements that later appeared in other sources, or even acquired a strange real-world afterlife, demonstrate how a false feature can move from private anti-copying device to public geographic assumption. This theme is useful because it complicates the simple distinction between accidental error and deliberate deception. A fake place may begin as a technical safeguard, but once repeated, it can mislead travelers, businesses, databases, or readers. The Map Men use this material to show how maps circulate through networks of trust. When later makers copy without verification, a tiny fiction can become surprisingly durable. Fourthly, humor and visual design make cartographic analysis accessible. This Way Up stands out because it adapts the Map Men style to the page without reducing the subject to a list of funny mistakes. The authors are comedians and educators, so their method depends on rhythm, surprise, and clear visual explanation. The book uses an inviting tone, strong design, and a mixture of short explanations, examples, and playful framing to make technical ideas approachable. This is important for cartography because many of its core problems, such as projection, scale, generalization, border representation, and symbol choice, can become abstract if presented only as academic concepts. By starting with a baffling map and asking what happened, the book gives readers a concrete puzzle. The humor lowers the threshold for entry, but the analysis still directs attention to causes and consequences. This balance also explains why the book can appeal beyond dedicated map collectors. It works for readers who enjoy visual oddities, fans of geographical trivia, teachers looking for lively examples, and anyone who responds better to explanation when it is organized around curiosity rather than formal instruction. Lastly, the book encourages practical map literacy in everyday media. Although the book is built around unusual and often comic examples, its practical lesson is broad maps should be read critically. Modern readers encounter maps in weather reports, election coverage, transport apps, corporate presentations, social media posts, and news graphics. These maps can mislead through wrong data, careless labeling, distorted scale, inappropriate projections, omitted context, or visual choices that exaggerate a pattern. By examining spectacular failures, this way up trains attention toward ordinary warning signs. A reader becomes more likely to ask who made the map, what purpose it serves, what information is missing, whether the scale is meaningful, and whether a boundary or label is being treated as more settled than it really is. The book does not require readers to become professional cartographers. Instead, it builds a habit of skepticism toward visual authority. That habit is increasingly useful because digital maps can appear more precise than older paper maps, while still depending on databases, design conventions, and human choices. The result is an entertaining route into a serious civic skill understanding that a map is an argument as well as a guide. In conclusion, this way up is best suited to readers who enjoy geography, maps, borders, visual puzzles, and popular nonfiction that explains ideas through entertaining examples. Fans of the Map Men will recognize the combination of precise curiosity and comic timing, but the book is also accessible to readers with no background in cartography. Its practical benefit is improved map literacy. It helps readers notice how maps can omit, distort, simplify, persuade, or accidentally preserve false information. Its intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding of maps as cultural and political objects rather than neutral containers of facts. Compared with more conventional books on cartographic history, this way up is less formal and more example-driven. Compared with trivia collections, it gives the oddities a stronger explanatory purpose by asking why each mistake happened and what it reveals about mapmaking. The book stands out in its category because it treats error as a route into understanding. Instead of presenting a polished history of great maps, it studies failures, distortions, and absurdities as evidence of human systems. That approach makes the subject memorable while preserving its seriousness. The result is a lively but substantive introduction to why maps deserve both fascination and suspicion. If you would like to support Map Men, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.